What song do we think would be a good, you know, Lindy was, what was
Lindy? Well, she had the,
Sandman.
Sandman, yeah, and it's Sandman. And Matt,
actually,
Matt, we've discussed this many times, but Matt is an eclectic guy, and he likes many different types of music. And so I'm afraid that if I do something that Matt would shoot it down and say that we're terrible.
We're going to go mashup. We'll do like one of those.
Yeah.
Does it have to do something with your name, Matt Couch?
No.
Does it have to do something with
Creed Evanescence?
I'm not that
Creed
vain.
Evanescence, yeah.
No. Crevanescence, put them together.
Maybe about your personality. Something to, you know, Lindy was like, hey, here I come, get out of my way. Yeah. I'm going to stomp on you if you don't do what I tell you to. By the way, her grand opening is Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. We'll be at the Zone. Will be live out there tomorrow. And I'm sure she touched on some of the
points. Well, she sure strong-armed us and said that she knew, you know, she knows our secrets. And if we don't show up to, you know, make an appearance with no talent fee, that she would get that information out.
Been warned.
So that's where the Zone will be tomorrow?
Yeah, and you know, the weather kind of looks like it's still going to be rough, so they'll probably be inside, but we'll still have the full, you know,
free
the till
lunch,
grill.
Free
and all
lunch.
The, yeah, we'll be rocking and rolling out there.
And what else we got the rest of the week?
Rest of the week, you guys on Friday will be at Gravely in Sheridan.
Coming out to see you, Sheridan.
Is Sheridan still the redneck capital?
No.
Okay, they're not the reigning?
Defending champ is
Fordyce.
Fordyce.
To be fair, though, once you've been titled that, you're always.
No. They're reigning champ.
They are in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean, Sheridan's in the Hall of Fame, and we will be at MPE.
That's right.
Yeah, is that the place we usually go when we go down there?
Yep.
And that's I might be able to eat by then. You know, I'm going only tuna through probably Thursday. My big test tonight may be I may go see a movie. And I can't enjoy a movie experience without popcorn and
Coke. When they say, do you want butter on this? I always kind of go, it's already yellow. I mean, or do you get them to pump?
I usually don't, but if I'm feeling bad or Chantel wants to be a bad influence, she'll have them put something.
So you're
on.
Not going to do the popcorn tonight?
I may have to, and it's I will not enjoy the movie as much.
He just goes Mickey Rourke. You won't get to.
But see, RJ is like, why don't you, like Crazy Mike's coming today, he said, why don't you eat something like fish? My deal is, this is almost like a mental deal. I want to just basically sacrifice to eat the worst and make myself show I can sacrifice and want to do what it takes. And that tuna, there's no taste at all in it.
There's nothing.
Nothing. It's hard. So, I mean, it just makes me appreciate just anything with some flavoring on it.
A little salt.
Yeah.
Right on.
So what else you got going on? What else, man?
Now, Friday night, Pat will be, along with myself, will be at Stiggy's for the Shreve Brothers show. And we'll actually be out there from 7 to 9. And that's Randall Shreve and Benjamin Shreve. And they've...
It'll be somebody's first concert, mate.
Yeah,
there
you go. And now it's funny because it's Randell Shreve, but that's his middle name, and Benjamin Shreve. But everyone puts Del Shreve as their last name.
They need to redo that.
No,
I guess it's just confusing.
They're two different. They're two different.
Belbin and DeVoe. You know, come on, let's get something. Doobie Brothers or whatever.
Tony.
Yeah, the brothers.
Randall Doan.
So yeah, come hang out with us at Stickies, and then the show should start around 9:30. You know, sometimes opening acts, you never know exactly, but around 9:30. And looking ahead towards next week, as a matter of fact, RJ will be at T&B Auto in Bryant.
RJ making some money.
That's it, which is, of course, the home of more than 100
white trucks. I've been talking about that, man. How come I never got any remotes when I was number one producer, jackass?
Hey, sell stuff.
So that's what else you got?
That's gonna be next Tuesday. Sir. Now, also, we've got a date for our BuzzBQ this year.
Right.
We've not got the entry forms and that stuff online yet. We hope to do that as soon as possible. But yeah, we've got the date. It's gonna be May 19th, same place, the North Little Rock RV Park. You know, we'll still have the support of the local 35 firefighters. And, you know, it's going to be the all-day barbecue and music festival on Saturday, and then the Friday night before, we will have that pre-party. And, again, stay tuned. Hopefully this time next week I'll have full details for you guys, and then we'll have all the registration online.
I'll give tours around the deal on the Gravely.
Last year, yes.
We can announce that you can go online and at 1037thebuzz.com and sign up your team for the Buzz Golf Tournament, which is going to be Monday, April 23rd at Rebs.
Already?
Life's going by in a hurry. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Seriously, I
live
in
the past. What's the date on that?
It's going to be April 23rd. That's a Monday.
Yeah.
We still have the morning and afternoon slots available, and you guys will be playing.
Yeah.
I know RJ will not be working. He's announced that.
I don't think we've ever played with RJ.
No, you guys always don't invite me. So,
listen, don't you get your...
You always go with Trey Schaap. So.
I don't play with Trey. Yeah.
No, that's okay. No, yeah, I'm decent.
Hey, I just got a text photo of a 12-foot gator down in Pine Bluff. Is this the one
that's
talking
about?
That's
the one I was telling you about the other day.
Now, if somebody down in Pine Bluff can get the story on that, that is a huge gator. And it's somewhere where people can see it.
It's off the interstate.
And they're not doing anything about it.
Uh-uh, it's just kicking it down there.
Is that true?
It's just sitting?
Yeah.
That
thing is massive. It looks like something off of Swamp People. Yes. Look at that.
It was on THV the other night. They said that they couldn't do anything about it because it's too big. So it's just going to sit there.
Thanks, Matt, for sending that. Yeah, that's creepy. I tell you what, before we go to break, Roger, why don't you throw out the question from yesterday's show?
Should be real easy if you listen to the entire show. Yesterday, we had three, either in studio or on the phone, Buzz Babe Bracket contestants. Name them.
Say that again.
Yesterday, we
had... On the show.
On the show, either in person or on the phone.
We had how many?
Three.
We did?
Yes. So if you can name them, and you don't even have to name them in order, you will win a prize package worth somewhere between $5 million and $5 million.
433-1037 is the number for that. We'll come back and visit more about with Matt Couch.
Right on. I got some serious bones to pick with this Bay Bracket.
And we'll do some lightning round voting, too, as well.
More concert information coming in. Yeah. People's first. So
first concert, we'll get to that as well. What song do we think would be a good, Lindy was, what was Lindy?
Well, she had the,
Sandman.
Sandman, Sandman. And Matt, Matt, we've discussed this many times, but Matt is an eclectic guy, and he likes many different types of music. And so I'm afraid that if I do something that Matt would shoot it down and say that we're terrible.
Yeah, we're going to go mashup. We'll do like one of those.
Yeah.
Does it have to do something with your name, Matt Couch?
No.
Does it have to do something
with
Creed Evanescence?
I'm not that
Creed
vain.
Evanescence, yeah.
No. Crevanescence, put them together.
Maybe about your personality. Something to, Lindy was like, hey, here I come, get out of my way. Yeah. I'm going to stomp on you if you don't do what I tell you to. By the way, her re-grand opening is Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We'll be at the Zone will be live out there tomorrow. And I'm sure she touched on some of the
points. Well, she sure strong-armed us and said that she knew, she knows our secrets. And if we don't show up to, make an appearance with no talent fee, that she would get that information out.
I've been warned.
So that's where the Zone will be tomorrow?
Yeah, and the weather kind of looks like it's still going to be rough, so they'll probably be inside, but we'll still have the full,
free
the till
lunch,
grill.
Free lunch!
We'll be rock and rolling out there.
And what else we got the rest of the week?
Rest of the week, you guys on Friday will be at Gravely in Sheridan.
Coming out to see you, Sheridan.
Is Sheridan still the redneck capital?
No.
Okay, they're not the reigning?
Defending champ is...
Fordyce.
Fordyce.
To be fair, though, once you've been titled that, you're always...
No. They're reigning champ.
They are in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean, Sheridan's in the Hall of Fame, and we will be at MPE.
MPE. That's right.
Yeah, is that the place we usually go when we go down there? Yeah. And that's I might be able to eat by then. I'm going only tuna through probably Thursday. My big test tonight may be I may go see a movie. And I can't enjoy a movie experience without popcorn and Coke.
When they say, do you want butter on this? I always kind of go, it's already yellow. I mean, or do you get them to pump?
I usually don't, but if I'm feeling bad or Chantel wants to be a bad influence, she'll have them put
some. So you're not going to do the popcorn tonight?
I may have to, and I will not enjoy the movie as much.
He just goes Mickey Rourke.
You won't get to.
But RJ is like, why don't you, like Crazy Mike's coming today. He said, why don't you eat something like fish? My deal is, this is almost like a mental deal. I want to just basically sacrifice to eat the worst and make myself show I can sacrifice and want to do what it takes. And that tuna, there's no taste at all in it.
There's nothing.
Right. Nothing. It's hard. So, I mean, it just makes me appreciate just anything with some flavoring on it.
A little salt.
Yeah.
Right on.
So what else you got going on? What else, man?
Now, Friday night, Pat will be, along with myself, will be at Stiggy's for the Shreve Brothers show. And we'll actually be out there from 7 to 9. And that's Randall Shreve and Benjamin Shreve. And they've...
It'll be somebody's first concert, mate.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
You go.
And now it's funny because it's Randell Shreve, but that's his middle name, and Benjamin Shreve. But everyone puts Del Shreve as their last name.
They need to redo that. No, it's just confusing.
They're two different. They're two different.
Bell Biv DeVoe. Come on, let's get something. Doobie Brothers or whatever.
Tony.
Yeah, the
Brothers Del Don.
So yeah, come hang out with us at Stickies, and then the show should start around 9:30. Sometimes opening acts, you never know exactly, but around 9:30, and looking ahead towards next week, as a matter of fact, RJ will be at T&B Auto in Bryant.
RJ making some money.
That's it. Which is, of course, the home of more than 100
white trucks. I've been talking about that, man. How come I never got any remotes when I was number one producer, jackass?
Hey, sell stuff.
So that's what else you got?
That's gonna be next Tuesday. Now, also, we've got a date for our BuzzBQ this year.
Right.
We've not got the entry forms and that stuff online yet. We hope to do that as soon as possible. But yeah, we've got the date. It's gonna be May 19th, same place, the North Little Rock RV Park. We'll still have the support of the local 35 firefighters. And, it's going to be the all-day barbecue and music festival on Saturday, and then the Friday night before, we will have that pre-party. And again, stay tuned. Hopefully this time next week, I'll have full details for you guys, and then we'll have all the registration online.
I'll give tours around the deal on the Gravely.
Yeah, we did that last year.
We can announce that you can go online and at 1037thebuzz.com and sign up your team for the Buzz Golf Tournament, which is going to be Monday, April 23rd at Rebsamen.
Already?
Lots is going by in a hurry.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Seriously,
what's the date on that?
It's going to be April 23rd. That's a Monday.
Yeah.
We still have the morning and afternoon slots available, and you guys will be playing.
Yeah,
I know RJ will not be working. He's announced that.
I don't think we've played with RJ.
No, you guys always don't invite me. So
listen, don't you?
You always go with Trey Schaap. So
I don't play with Trey.
No, that's okay. No, yeah, I'm decent.
Hey, I just got a text photo of a 12-foot gator down in Pine Bluff. Is this the one
that's
talking
what I was
about?
Telling you about the other day?
Now, if somebody down in Pine Bluff can get the story on that, that is a huge gator, and it's somewhere where people can see it.
It's off the interstate.
And they're not doing anything about it.
It's just kicking it down there.
Is that
it's
true?
It's just sitting?
Yeah.
I mean,
that thing is massive. It looks like something off of Swamp People. Yes. Look at that.
It was on THB the other night. They said that they couldn't do anything about it because it's too big. So it's just going to sit there.
Thanks, Matt, for sending that. Yeah, that's creepy. I tell you what, before we go to break, Roger, why don't you throw out the question from yesterday's show?
Should be real easy if you listen to the entire show. Yesterday, we had three, either in studio or on the phone, Buzz Babe Bracket contestants. Name them.
Say that again.
Yesterday, we
had...
On the show, either in person or on the phone.
We had how many?
Three.
We did?
Yes. So if you can name them, and you don't even have to name them in order, you will win a prize package worth somewhere between $5 million.
433-1037 is the number for that. We'll come back and visit more about with Matt Couch.
I got some serious bones to pick with this Bay Bracket.
And we'll do some lightning round voting too as well.
More concert information coming in.
Yeah.
People's first.
First concert. We'll get to that as well.